Delson
Schools,
went to grammar school and high
That's
school
right.
there, and he, what about his college?
He came to the University of Alabama in 1944, I think, and then he went into the Navy for 2 years, and then he came back to school and got a B.S. in civil engineering. And then he went into law school, and that's where he met his Waterloo. We met each other, and we decided we would marry. And he needed a job, and that's how we got up to Sheffield. He went to work with the construction company there, and we traveled. You remember everywhere.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And then we came back to the university. He was offered a position with the College of Engineering as assistant to the dean, and then he became assistant dean, and during this time he got his master's in engineering.
Assistant dean of School of Engineering.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
He was associate dean, and then he came on and became the fiscal planning director.
That is wonderful. His office is over at the administration building close to the president, is that right?
It's two doors down.
Two doors down.
He thinks he's something in that lovely office.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen his cute secretary?
Yes, don't you know, you and I went in there about 2 or 3 years ago. Is that the same
uh-huh.
woman? She's real cute, and his office is just lovely. I can remember you're telling me one time that while Roy was here at the university, he was president of student body. Wasn't he also an ODK?
He was an ODK and Jason's, and he was president of the senior engineering school, which was called St. Pat's at that time. I don't know if they still have it. And he received the Theta Tau Award for the outstanding engineering graduate.
Oh, that's cool.
And he was a member of Tau Beta Pi. He presently is a member of Exchange Club and served as a director for 5 years. And the thing he enjoys the most is his work with the Boy Scouts. And he goes out and goes to camp and spends weekends. And this is...
Didn't you tell me he was a district commissioner?
He was a district commissioner. And he was tapped into the Art of the Arrow. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
And
is this anything to do with Boy Scouts?
Yes, uh-huh. And he has every piece of equipment that can be bought for the Boy Scouts. We have it stored in upstairs where we live. I mean, if it's available, we have it.
Well, you left out two important things. And he president of the Alabama Profession of Engineers?
Oh, yes. This is something I enjoy a lot because I get to go with him. He has just finished a term of office as president of the Alabama Section of Professional Engineers, and he's the incoming president of the Alabama Section of Civil Engineers.
And it's called Alabama Section, or just Alabama Civil Engineers?
You know, Nell, I'm not sure.
That's
not I'm
important.
Not.
Anyway, he was president of the Alabama Society of Professional Engineers,
yes,
and
uh-huh.
he's the incoming president of the Society of Alabama Civil Engineers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite an honor.
That's why we're going to
Florence.
Uh-huh.
And I do, if we don't get through with this interview today, we'll just have to finish it over
That's
the holiday
right.
and around the pool, I suppose. I suppose he's a member of the Mardi Gras Club, too, since
Yes, uh-huh.
I mean, the Jester's Club, which is a Mardi Gras Club. What county is Dothan in?
Houston County.
Houston County, and that's in Headland, isn't that county, too? You
know, that's right. Uh-huh.
H-E-A-D-L-A-N-D?
H-E-A-D-L-A-N-D.
And so both sides of his family came from there. I suppose that some of them fought in the Civil War too.
I have a book, and there's a picture of his great grandfather in this book, Armstrong. And the resemblance to Roy is tremendous. And he was, they called it the Immortal 400, and it was an account of 400 men who went to prison together and were held captive
during the Civil War. I have some